Welcome to Tarati Machanach Yomi with the Oyomans Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we will learn together Sefer Shmuel Bet, Pelek Chaf Bet, Chapter 22, which, if we'll start flipping the pages, looks actually very familiar. And in fact, this is the Pelek that is almost identical to Sefer Tehillim Pelek Yud Chet. As is explained, Vayedaber David Lashem, Es Divrei Hashira Hazos, B'yom Yitzir Hashem Oso Mikaf Kol Oivav, Umikaf Shaul. According to Rashi and to the Radak, this is a chapter that was composed by David in his elderly years, as he looked back on a life that had been filled with trouble, with travail, with challenge. Yet from every single problem he had been saved. The greatest problem, the greatest challenge in David's life, had been the challenge posed by his own father-in-law Shaul. And from that too, he had emerged, carried by the grace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of his life, David composed this perek, which we repeat again almost identically in perek Yud Chet in Sefer Tehillim, as the overview of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in saving David throughout a long life, having faced many demanding challenges. The Abarbanel, quoted by the Malbim, takes this somewhat differently. B'yom hitzil oso mikaf kol oivav, says the Abarbanel and then the Malbim, David actually composed this song as a young man, and he kept pulling it out of his pocket, so to speak, every single time he was saved yet again by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Each time he faced a challenge or a deep trouble, he pulled out this song, knowing he could sing it again as a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved him. And so B'yom Yitzil was each time over and over, this became the song that David returned to. And it is the only song in Sefer Shmuel that is duplicated in Sefer Tehillim, because this is the song that encapsulates and includes the themes, the tones, the high notes and low of all the rest of Sefer Tehillim. At the end of his life, says the Abarbanel, again quoted by the Malbim, David took this chapter that had become so dear to him, he redacted, he refined, and he made it a chapter that could be sung, that could contain the life experience, not only of his own years in this world, but of the national experience of Klal Yisrael on a group level, and also addressing the voice of every single Yid. And he included this in Sefer Tehillim to be the treasure and the legacy he would give to every Jew to turn to in his own moments of challenge and salvation. The Abarbanel points out that there are 74 minor discrepancies, differences, between Shmuel Perek Chav Bet and Tehillim Perek Yud Chet. And if we're focused with sharp eyes, we find them. He points out that the section, the chapter that we're learning now in Sefer Shmuel, was the personal song of David, when he redacted and dipped it into the Ruach HaKodesh that he used to compose Tehillim. He came out with the changes necessary to make this the national song and the personal gift to everyone in Klal Yisrael in Sefer Tehillim. It's a relatively long chapter, and to impose some order and some structure, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch gives us a very useful key or guide with which to divide this chapter into various sections. He points out that Psukim Daled through Chaf, beginning with Hashem Tzal'i Umetudasi Umifalti, speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being David's protector, his savior, the one who is attuned to and answers his tefillot, his prayers. Perek Chaf Aleph through Lamed Vav are section 2, beginning with Keli Tzuri Echesebo, which speaks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu training David for his sacred calling, which is the purpose for which, or gives meaning to the previous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting and saving and answering David to train him for the sacred calling that is described in the second section, which results in the final section, Psukim Lamed Vav through Memtet, which begins with Magini V'keren Yish'i Misgabi, which leads David to the climax of his career of a lifetime of service to Klal Yisrael and ultimately being the messenger to deliver Yeshua for Klal Yisrael, again, the ultimate destination he arrives at After passing through section 1, finding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu his savior, section 2, translating that into the training for a sacred calling, section 3, his actually answering that call as he brings Klal Yisrael to the Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for them. With this understanding of the overarching totality of this perek and of the tremendous meaning it had, as it accompanied David through every chapter of his own life and then became the summation of a life remarkably lived, we'll try to step through, and unfortunately, the clock is our enemy and we can't deeply study every word, but we can try to gain insight into enough words that we can hopefully begin to cherish this for the treasure that it is. And in Pasuk Bet, David says, Vayomar, Hashem sal'i umetudasi umifaltili. David again describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as this rock, as this bastion of strength, which he has found, his refuge and his salvation. Pasuk Dalet, Mehulal ekra Hashem. When I call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with halel, with praise, umeoyevai ivasheya, I then find myself saved from my enemies, which really seems to be the reverse order. Isn't it true that he is saved from his enemies and then he praises? As Rav Hirsch explains, in times of trouble, in times of darkness, David did not have to discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, but rather he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the darkness because he knew that the Tehillot, the praises, had always nourished him throughout the history of Klal Yisrael and throughout his own personal life. He knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always with him and with Klal Yisrael. And so while still in the darkness, he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and through that praise, then paused to see the salvation delivered. Pasuk Zayin, Batzar li ekra Hashem, ve'el Elokai ekra. In my times of trouble, I call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beauty of this pasuk is the personal intimacy with which David calls. It is Elokai, my God. Vayashma mehechalo, and from his sanctuary, koli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears my voice. Vishav asi, and my cry be'aznav is in his ear. David finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu as one who is intimately attuned to hear his personal voice. Psukim Chet through Tezayin describe with great drama the violent and earth-shaking acts of God, things like volcanoes, things like tsunamis, what are the very dramatic revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand in this world. And the understanding that's brought by many of the Mefarshim is that in these cataclysmic national disasters, we find people suddenly wake up and say, here is the hand of God. We are generally in nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is cloaked. As explained in Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayashes Choshech Svivosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places darkness surrounding him. Sukos Chashras Mayim Avesh Chakim. There is darkness that surrounds him. But then there are these flashes of light, the times in history and the times in nature, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was so obvious that everyone could point and say, this is an act of God, when he stepped out from behind the veil. And at such time, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Minoga negdo ba'aru gachale esh. There were sparks of light that illuminated like fire. And there is the explanation that's brought here by the Malbim and by others of this being really a formula of tefillah and its answer. Where most often as we daven, as we pray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, so to speak, to respond to our needs in a cloak of teva, in a cloak of nature, where if we're not looking with very sharp eyes, we may think that it's happenstance or cause and effect that was the answer to our call. But then there are the moments in nature, in history, in our own personal lives, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is so clear and so striking that we can only look and say, sometimes it's like a tornado or an earthquake, in our own lives, here has been HaKadosh Baruch Hu at my side. On the other hand, in a historic sense, the Kli HaKal will apply these explanations or descriptions of smoking mountains to the very important seminal event of Matan Torah, when again, nature pointed to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the mountain. So again, typical of Tehillim, but in a way embodying it even more so than any other, this is the perek that speaks of the personal life of David, that speaks also of the national experience and the history of Klal Yisrael, and also speaks to the still voice of every Jew finding his or her own experience within the expressions of David. As we've said, Pasuk Chof Aleph begins the second section of this perek, where the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu until now has been the training towards David for his calling. And now David will detail how loyal he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Yigmeleni Hashem Ketzid Kasi, Kevo Yadai Yashiv Li. And as I have been righteous, so too does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer me. And here it's Ketzid Kasi, according to or as if my tzidkut, because really, actually, even the righteousness that we possess, we are able to muster only because of the siyata dishmaya, the divine help that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us to master our temptations, to rise to the occasion, to become the greatest self that we can possibly be. That too is from the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the credit, even for our own greatness, which we owe to him. And this grace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be due to our own loyalty. As in Pasuk Chav Dalid, Vo'eya Samim Lo, I am holy, purely devoted. There is no part of me, of myself, that I've withheld as this is not part of Avodat Hashem, this is other matters. Every single part of me is devoted in a constant effort to sanctify God's name. And therefore, Ve'eshtamra Me'avoni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me and protects me. Me'avoni. Avoni can be the unique challenge that I face in my life based on my own tafkid. A point brought by Rav Tzadok, by many of the Baalei Machshava. Each of us are in this world and face the difficulty or the challenge unique to me. And it is my tafkid in this world to face Avoni, that area of challenge that has been customized to refine my soul. And when I rub against it and triumph, I become again my greatest self, the greatest Eved Hashem I can be. In Pasuk Chav Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to each person according to his character. Im chasid tis chasad, the person who uses the chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do chesed towards others. Im gibol tamim ti tamam, the tamim is the person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu without seeking gratification. He understands that Hatzol tamim pa'alo, and this fuels his desire to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love in all. Im naval titaval, the person who is seeking to purify himself, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. As we advance in purity, we perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help even more. And continuing, of course, with Ki Ata Pasuk Haftet, Neri Hashem, Vahashem Yagi Achashki. Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my nail, as my light. And it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light that I will dispel darkness. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, a mission statement for service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakel Tamim Dolko, Hashem's ways are pure. The behavior of people varies, but the principles and the midot with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with men are constant. The reason, the purpose for which we act remains forever. And where we can vacillate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never does. Imras Hashem Tzlufa, and this is why we are here, because the word of God, Tzlufa, purifies us. And as we mold ourselves and step into the fire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu according to his word, we become more refined people. Magenhu l'chol hachosim bo. And as such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the shield for everyone who trusts in him. Pasuk Lamed Bet, ki mikel mibal adei Hashem. Who is a God outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Umitzul, and who is Arak mibal adei Elokeinu? And as is explained by Rev Hirsch, the same God who sends the suffering saves us from succumbing, is the one who sends us the strength to withstand the difficulty. There is no other God. There's no force of light versus force of darkness. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sends the challenge, and it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sends the strength for us to overcome the challenge. As we said, Psukim Lamed Vav through Mem Tet will be the third and final beautiful finale of this shira, of this song. Magini v'keren yesh'i misgabi. This will be the story of after HaKadosh Baruch Hu training David and giving to him this calling, we will see the years of David as he climaxes in his career of bringing the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. It initially speaks of David as a warrior. Ildefa pasuk lamidchet, ildefa oyevai, I will pursue my enemies, va'ashmidem, and destroy them, velo ashuv ad kalosam, will not rest until they are gone. However, at the same time, pasuk mem dalid, vatifalteni me'rivei ami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved me from the internal fighting of my nation. One of the greatest triumphs in the career of David was not how he decimated the enemies, but how when faced with internal fighting, when the enemy was Shaul, when the enemy was his own son of Shalom, David prayed and received the answer to his tefillah that he should not be killed, but that he should not kill, and that he would not harm those who rose up against him from within Klal Yisrael. As Avigail had warned David, if you fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu's battles, he will fight yours. And again, the greatest chesed to David had been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him, that when the enemies were his own people, he never fell to the tragedy of slaying or violence towards one of his own. In Pasuk Mem Zayin, the Abarbanel points out to us that we have three fundamental reasons with which we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfilah and not to any other. Firstly, Chai Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal and never dies, and therefore he is able to fulfill all that we ask. Uvaruch Tzuri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mikol HaBrachot, the source of every good that we need and capable of fulfilling our requests. V'yarum Elokei Tzur Yish'i. There is no one who can prevent HaKadosh Baruch Hu from fulfilling that which we ask of him. Pasuk Nun, a triumphant start of the close of this beautiful Shira. And as Chazal tell us, it is this song that is one of the 10 ultimate eternal songs recorded in Chazal, from the very start of our history, climaxing with Az Yashir at the Yam, with the ultimate song will be that which we will sing in the days of the Mashiach. This is included with those. Al ken odcha Hashem bagoyim. I will praise you and thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of nations, ulishimcha azamer, and sing to your name. Magdil or Migdol Yishuos Malko. Either Magdil, there's a slow progression with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu grows and nurtures our Yishuot, or Migdol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a fortress to us. Va'ose chesed limshicho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for the one who was anointed. LeDavid uleZar'o ad olam. To David and to his descendants for all time. It's a perek in Tehillim, not here, but in Tehillim it begins with David called as the Eved. It climaxes in both versions with David as the Mashiach. This is the story, this is the perek, this is the song of the progression of David from his life. From when, as an Eved, he first noticed the closeness and the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which trained him towards his calling in leading Klal Yisrael and will ultimately lead David, and then Zar'o, every one of us who keeps singing this song, ultimately towards the final song in the days of Mashiach ben David. May we be there very closely, very soon, dancing all together in the streets of Yerushalayim. Amen. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Lila Yishmot, their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.